Today will Mirtz Hashem be the final week on Hilchos Shabbos. And I'd like to go back and sort of fill in the cracks, go through some of the inyanim that we missed out in the previous halachos. And as we're going to see, some of the topics that we're going to discuss today are a little bit mechudishdik, and we're not going to come out with as clear of a maskon as we typically do, because these are shailos that are not completely settled the halacha. The first heter that I'd like to discuss is the famous heter of Amir la'Amira. And as we discussed a few shiurim ago, that a person is not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. You're also not allowed to have a goy do malacha on your behalf. You cannot instruct a goy, whether it's before Shabbos or on Shabbos, to go ahead and to do malacha for you on Shabbos. Now the question that comes up is, what happens if you do not instruct the goy directly to do malacha? Rather, you tell one goy to arrange for a second goy to do the malacha for you. So over here we have the famous heter of the Chavos Yor. The Chavos Yor says, that will be mutter. Chazal, the whole Amir La'akim is Drabbanon. Chazal asserted when you directly instruct a goy to do malacha for you. However, when it's not direct, when one goy is hiring the second goy, there the Chavos Yor is Meiko. Now the Chavos Yor himself brings down a tshuva from the Avodas HaGershuni a few tshuvas later, where he says that it will be Aser. The Chassam Sofer paskins like the Avodas HaGershuni, and he's Meiko. He says that Amir la'Amira, since you're not hiring the worker directly, he says that will be mutter. Now he does differentiate between different cases. The Chassam Sofer is Meiko when he says like this: if you hire on Shabbos, you tell one guy to have another guy do malacha, where the entire process is happening on Shabbos. There the Chassam Sofer says that everyone would agree that it's going to be Aser. He says more than that. If on Erev Shabbos you want to hire a plumber, but you realize there's a problem with Amir Lakam, so you pull over a second guy and say, listen, go tell him to come to my house tomorrow and take care of this. There he says that is not called Amir la'Amira. There where you're giving very specific instructions, he says that would be Aser. Just like if you'd write a note to the plumber, come on Shabbos and hand it to him, that would be Aser. So using a goy as your mouthpiece to hire a second guy would be Aser as well. He says the case where it's mutter is when on Erev Shabbos you tell one guy to get this done. You don't tell him how to get it done. You don't tell him who to hire or exactly what the terms are. Then we look at this second guy as a shliach of the first guy, and there the Isser of Amir la'akum will not apply. Now based on this, Yes. If he's telling him to do it on, if he's not telling him to do it on Shabbos, if he does not tell him to do it on Shabbos, then assuming that you're dealing with a kablin, not a poyel, it will be mutter even directly. The case is it's clear that when he needs to get it done, but you're not telling him, go speak to this person. You know, it's when you're giving him very specific instructions, it's not him hiring him, he's just your mouthpiece, that is straight on your lakum. When you're giving him the discretion to choose who to hire, and it's now already he's acting on his own, so there's a concept of shlichus, but he says it's mili le'mensur l'shliach, and he says that'll be mutter. Now this cheshbon, so the Chassam Sofer is mekel, l'maisa in the Mishnah Brura in Bir Halacha is machmir, he's medayik from the Tshuvas Rashba, not like this. So b'shas hadchak m'mokam hatzorech the poskim are mitzarev this heter. We'll get back to some of the practical applications in a moment. But under normal circumstances, a person should not be quick to be samech on this heter. Now, this one of the most common cases where this comes up is there are many questions involving mailing letters before Shabbos, FedExing, overnighting it. So let's go through these cases one by one. When a person is mailing a regular letter, even though he mails it out on Thursday, he knows it will be delivered on Shabbos. Now, Maker Hadin, there's no Isser in that case. Because when you mail the letter, it's cut. There's a set price. We know how much a stamp costs, although it seems to be constantly changing. But there's a set price. The goy is certainly not your poyel. It's a koblin. He's getting paid to deliver the letter. Since you are not forcing him to work on Shabbos, you're not instructing him when to deliver it, although you know he will likely deliver it on Shabbos, this is not kaveh melachtoi. You're not forcing him to do it, and there is no Isser Mikra Hadin. Now, that being said, the Gris Moshe writes that this is all if the people delivering it, the people working for the post office, are goyim. What happens if there are yidden that work who are going to do malach on Shabbos? So here already we have a problem. Now you have a problem of lifnei iver, or at least misayeya. You're causing a yid to do malach on Shabbos. So, it depends what they're doing, but the delivery will be a malacha. We'll get to the Machzeh Eliyahu has certain heterim, why it shouldn't be. But pashas, yes, they're doing malacha for each letter. They're delivering, they're carrying each letter separately. Correct. So wherever it is, if you're causing them to do extra malacha, Rav Moshe says something like this. Rav Moshe writes that as long as most of the postal workers are not Jewish, he says, make a radin, you can be samech on roiv. Make a radin, you do not have to worry about it. Nevertheless, he says, if there is a miyud hamotzui, even if it's the minority, but if it's normal, if it's typical to find Jewish workers who are being mechal Shabbos in a post office, he says a person should refrain from doing so. It's not Mekar Hadin, he says Yesh Lahachmer. Now, because it's not Mekar Hadin, it's Mestavra that if you're sending a letter, if you know there's someone who's fry working there, then the Rav Moshe says you should not send it, at least on Erev Shabbos. But if you don't know, because this is only a chumrah, it's mistava, you do not have a chiyuv to go knock and go to your post office and start interrogating everyone. Is your mother Jewish and do you work on Shabbos? But if there's a known fraya yid that's involved in the process, the Rav Moshe says you should not mail it out on Erev Shabbos. Now this is, you're sending out a first class letter. You're sending it out on Thursday. You know it will be delivered on Shabbos. But you're not forcing them to deliver on Shabbos. If they decide to stop Saturday delivery, they have every right to do so. It's their, you're not being kaveh malachtoi, and that's why it will be mutter. Masha'en kein, if you FedEx something on Saturday delivery or an Erev Yontiv, you overnight it. So this is very different. Here, you are being kaveh malachtoi. You are instructing them, and in fact, contractually, they have an obligation to deliver the letter on Shabbos. Or on Yontif. So there where it's Kaveya Malachtoi, here we have a problem of Amir al-Akam. Now, interestingly enough, if you have, let's say you do a second day delivery, you send it out 2 days before Yontif. So here, there's a very strong Svar al-Hakam. Why? Because 2 days before Yontif, you have a choice. You can do second day delivery, or you can overnight it. If you overnight it, they're going to get it there before Yontif. If you do second day delivery, so you now have lower priority, and in all likelihood, it will be delivered on Yontif. But if they wanted to, they could just as easily push you up a little bit and deliver it the next day. And in fact, very often when people do second day delivery, very often it will be delivered the next day. It's not guaranteed, but it is something which is certainly possible or perhaps even probable, depending on the season. In such a case, even though you force them, they must deliver it within 2 days, since it is very possible and it is practical for them to get it to get it delivered before Shabbos, before Yontif, this would not be kaveh malachta, it'll be motor. Now, you can't take this, you have to keep this in context. The Nishmas Shabbos deals with a case where a person sends something out a few hours before Shabbos, and the fellow wanted to be maturid because he said, Yois, you could basically charter a jet, go right across the country and drop it off, and you'll make it there a few minutes before Shabbos. It's not kaveh malachta. He doesn't have to do malach on Shabbos. On that, the Nishmas Avram says nothing. The Nishmas Shabbos says nothing doing. In a case where, for your $25, it makes no sense for them to charter a jet. It's not practical for them to deliver it in time without working on Shabbos or Yontif. That's kaveh malachta, and that will be also. It's only in this situation where very often when you second day it, it will get there the next day. Their system is set up. They're going anyway. They're ready. We have this hetzer, and this will be mutter. Now, what happens if you, on Erev Yontif, you are overnighting it for Yontif, where they must deliver it on Yontif? So this L'chayr is a problem, because you're being Kaveh Malachta, you're forcing them to do the Malacha for you on Yontif or on Shabbos, and this should be awesome. Pashtos, if you're overnighting on Erev Yontif, it should be a problem, because you're Kaveh Malachta, you're forcing them to do Malacha on Yontif. There is a tshuva from the Machzeh Eliyahu, that Simon Laman Zayin that's matter for a number of creative reasons. He starts with this. He starts that when you overnight a package or a letter on to someone, what malacha is involved? What malacha is involved? So the first thing is the fellow's driving. He's driving his truck. Now the actual driving the truck it's very, you know, certainly in a case where you're mailing a letter with post office, they're driving the truck anyway. They have their route, they're traveling there no matter what. There's no extra driving that's being done for you. So if they're anyway driving the truck, and they're anyway pressing on the gas, whatever malachas are involved, so there's not that malacha is not being done for you. So it depends. Max Eliyahu's case, if you look at his case is where you send it through the mail, but some sort of priority mail where it will be delivered on Shabbos. Now the mailmen, they have their routes, they're driving the same place anyway. There he says there's no extra work. That's true. In a case where it's a FedEx, where they lav dafka are going to this place, then it should be mutter. That being said, if you're FedExing into a business where it's safe to assume that any given day there are 50 other deliveries being made to that business, so then even without your order, without your package, they'd be driving the same amount. Okay, well, so that's as far as the actual driving. But on the other hand, we have another problem. We have a problem of hoitzah, that they're taking the item from their warehouse and they are putting it on the truck and they're delivering it to this person's house. There's hoitzah, the dalet amos, zok machz elyo, no. Because as far as you're concerned, you're hiring them to deliver. As far as you're concerned, what you want them to do is load up their truck in their warehouse, drive straight to this person's house, and drop it off. You want them to take it from a Rishus HaYachid, from the warehouse, go straight to the next Rishus HaYachid, to the place where it's delivered, and bring it there. When you're going from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaYachid, derech Rishus Rabim, but you don't stop, you go directly, there is Zakta Machz Eliyahu. That is not in Nisud HaRaisa, that's only Nisud HaRabbanan. Since, it takes it a step further. He says, even though, Amir L'Akma HaRabbanan is also Asur. But Zakta Machz Eliyahu, we're assuming now that they're not just bringing your package. They have a whole sack of letters that have to go to the same place. Which means either way, they're filling this bag in their warehouse. They are driving to the customer's address. They're taking the bag and dropping it off in the house. Since either way they are carrying something from Rishus HaYachid to the other Rishus HaYachid, the only difference is instead of having 50 letters, they are now 51 letters. So that is Marbe B'Shiurim. Ribi B'Shiurim is Aser. But Zok Tamach Zelyo, Ribi B'Shiurim, on a Shvus D'Rabbonon, Aidei Amir La'akum, the Machz Eliyahu is Mekel.
Is it possible not to stop?
Now on top of that, the Machz Eliyahu says that the person who's doing the malacha for you? The fellow who does the actual delivery. When you send a FedEx, you don't have any direct contact with that person. You are giving it to the fellow who stops by you, you're filling out the label, and therefore, Zok Tamach Zelyahu would be an Amir La'Amira. Amir La'Amira, he says, he goes with the Chassam Sofer, he says that it's mutter even l'chadchila in as long as it's done before Shabbos. And therefore, for these reasons, the Machz Eliyahu is mekel even l'chadchila to overnight a package on Erev Yontif. Now, l'maisa, most, I think, contemporary poskim are not as mekel. There are obviously a number of chedushim in this, you know, saying that it's only a shvus, a ribi b'shurim, that you can be mefakvik on many of the svaras. But it is, and even the Amir La'Amira, it's really pretty questionable. Because if you think about it, every time you hire a company to do a malacha, when you hire a company, in derech klal, you're dealing with someone on the front end. You're dealing with a secretary, you're dealing with the person behind the counter. Who's actually doing the malacha? Generally, someone else. So do you always have this heter of Amir La'Amira, that I didn't directly discuss the matter with the person that's actually doing the malacha? So there are svaras, again, this is not something which they find truvas about, it, but there is a very strong svara to say that when you hire a company to do a malacha, we don't look at the company as 10 different people and each one passing on to the next into the Amir La'Amira, La'Amira, and therefore everything should be mutter. If you go to a group, there are a group of goyim sitting there, and you go over to them, listen, guys, collectively, get this done for me on Shabbos. That's Amir Lakum. You're giving instructions to them to get it done. So if it's one unit, if they function together, they operate as a company, the fact that you didn't speak to that person, you spoke to the person by the front desk, it is very Yitachin that does not have the heter of Amir La'Amir. We look at the company as one unit, and it will be directly in Amir Lakum. On top of that, by a shipping label, it's probably worse. Because when you create a shipping label, you're writing get this delivered. This is my account number. Get this delivered to this time overnight. Now, as this package gets passed from person to person, each person sees the label or scans the label in and follows the instructions on the label. So really, what you're doing is you're telling someone, you're making a recording. Get this delivered tomorrow. You hand the recording to one guy. The guy then plays the recording for the next guy. He's essentially passing along your instructions, but the delivery person, because he's looking at your label or your instructions, that pashas is a direct amira, not an amira l'amira, and therefore it is very difficult to be mekel. What you could do is, if you go to Peshas Adchak and you want to be mekel on amira l'amira, if you drop it off by Staples or by one of these places that ship it with their own account, and you just give them the instructions, but they go ahead, it's their label, it's their account, there it's very yitach, and you will have the heter of amir l'amira, and therefore, al kolpan mishas adchak, a person could be mekel b'makom atzarech in such a case.
What if the medical tells the boy to write down
the
label, so now he wrote it, so it's like
his amir, if you tell, if you pull over another guy and say, You send the UPS, and if you give it to one guy and say, you send the UPS, you know, I'll pay you back, but you do it on your account, your everything, that could have this heter of amir l'amira. Another common question that comes up is, a person has investments, he sells stocks. Can you trade, or can you have someone trading for you on, Shabbos is usually not Negeya, but it's Negeya more for Yontif. So when you're dealing with trading stocks, we have two separate issues to deal with. There's the amir la'akum. There's the fact that someone is doing malacha for you. And then there's the issue of mekach u'memker. So let's deal with it one by one. In the first case is, in the good old days, when trading meant you had a broker, there was actually a person that you dealt with, and he did the trades. So over here, you tell a broker to sell for you on Yontif. So this is a case of amir la'akum. You're instructing him to do a malacha for you on Yontif, and that certainly would be awesome. Now, what if you don't tell him to sell on Yontif? You make a limit order. You tell him when the stock price hits $100, I want you to sell it. So you're not specifically telling him to sell it on Yontif. But what happens if the order is triggered on Yontif? On Yontif, the price rises or falls, and it hits the trigger, and now the person wants to sell. So a broker is clearly a kabbalah. He's not a salaried employee. You're not paying him by the hour. You're paying him for the job. He gets paid a certain amount or a certain percentage for the trade. He's a kabbalah. Kabbalah is only awesome when it's kaveya malachta. When you tell him, do malacha on Shabbos, it's going to be awesome. If you give him the job and he can do it whenever he chooses, that would be mutter. So yesh lodo, and how do we deal with such a case? On one hand, you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. You'd be very happy if the price goes up on Thursday and he sells it then. On the other hand, now that the price went up on Yontif, now he's got to put in the sale. So he's being forced to sell because of your instructions, but your instructions did not on their own create the situation that it has to get done on Yontif. So over here, this is a shaila among the achrayim. There is makom to be matir because you're not the one that specified Shabbos. It is similar to the case of the Yom HaShuk, where if you tell someone a guy to buy something, If you tell him before Friday, even though it's likely he'll buy it on Shabbos, that's the most practical case. It's a machlekes, there are mekilim, mishabru is machmer. But as far as halacha l'maisa, igros moisha is machmer in such a case. Since when the price went up on Yontif, he's now forced to sell because of your instructions. He says that is considered kaveya malachta, even though you don't control the market. And igros moisha says that would be usur. A person has to cancel any of his orders before Yontif to make sure they do not trade. That's all when there's a broker. What happens if you're dealing with an automated system where there's no person doing anything? So here we no longer have a problem of amir l'akum. There's no one who's doing malacha for you. Here we have an automatic sale. So this is a question of mekach u'memker on Shabbos. A sale is taking place without any human involvement, but the bottom line is my thing is being sold on Shabbos. So this should depend on the tshuvas rekivega that we discussed last week. Kiveger has a famous chumrah that it is usur to set up on Erev Shabbos a sale that will go through on Shabbos. So in Cain, who adin over here, to set up before Shabbos or before Yontif a sale that will be consummated on Shabbos or Yontif, that according to Kiveger should be usur. That being said, as we discussed last week, but there are many tshuvas that discuss a vending machine, or what we discussed last week was a website. where the Marshag, the Chalkas Yaakov, and others say that's only, Rekveyu's case is only when on Erev Shabbos you make a sale, and you say the sale should take place on Shabbos, where you set it up for it to take place on Shabbos. Masha'en Kane, if you load up your vending machine during the week, and a guy happens on Shabbos, comes, and he decides on Shabbos to buy it, there, the Chalkas Yaakov, the Mashag, and many others are Mekel. They say that even according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that would be Mutter, since you're not the one that forced it to take place on Shabbos.
You'd be very happy if it went to the cell.
Exactly. Exactly. The Chalkas Yaakov's Svara is, you'd be very thrilled if a vending machine gets sold out on Erev Shabbos. So, Im Kane, who I did over here, when you're not dealing with Amir La'akam, you're only dealing with Mekel Chumemkar. So Mekel Chumemkar, where you're not involved, there's nothing that you're doing, has totally in this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Since you put in the order, you're very happy for the sale to take place and for it to be triggered before Shabbos. So here already, I think Rav Poiskim will be Mekel, and if you're dealing with an automated system, if you have a limited order in, you can leave it on over Yontiv, over Shabbos. You don't have to worry about of being triggered because you have this heter of the Marshag and the Chalkas Yaakov that even Rekiv Eger would be Moida in such a case. Now, I think today most of the systems I think are pretty much automated, and therefore it's generally not a problem to leave in an order over Shabbos or Yontif.
Even when you're dealing with a broken, it can be automated.
Because they put it in. Right, very possible. They put it in, and they don't have any involvement. There was actually in the old when you're dealing with a broker. So another heter that someone had a case where he had to put something in. It was a large transaction. So what they told him to do is call the broker and tell the broker, if you want to trade at this price, I'm authorizing you to do so. But you don't have to. It's not like you put in a regular trade where if he doesn't do it, you sue him. I'm letting you know, I'm okay. Once it hits 100, I'm okay with selling it. You do what you need to do, and this is... What?
Use your discretion.
Correct. So even though you know good and well he's going to trade because, number one, he understands that's what you want, and number two, he gets a commission. So why shouldn't he trade? Make a few extra dollars. But in such a case, that's adai d'nafshei, correct. You've told him very clearly he's not liable. These conversations are all recorded. If he doesn't do it, he will not get sued. So that's adai d'nafshei, and that would be mutter. And that would be a simple etza to if you happen to be still dealing with a live human being. No, so that would be Mekel Chumemkar because there it can only take place on Shabbos or on Yontif because you enter the system after the close. It can only take place then. That would be also. Now, an interesting case that came up involving buying or selling stocks on Shabbos and Yontif. So, b'derech klal, the issue is only on Yontif because we know the markets are closed on Shabbos. But we had a situation where there was a brokerage that was located in Europe that was owned by investors in both the United States and in Eretz Yisrael. Now, because of the time differences, we know that Europe is later than America and Eretz Yisrael is later than Europe. So what happened is that during the winter, the markets closed there at 4 o'clock. So in the United States, it was still early on Friday. But in Eretz Yisrael, by the time the markets closed, it was already Shabbos. So what is the halacha? If you own a company, you have a goy doing malacha for you. For you, it's Shabbos. But for the goy, it's chol. Is there an isser of amir la'akam for him to do a malacha for you?
It's for a Jew to do a malacha.
Good. You can have the same shayla. And you have the other way around also. Let's say for you, it's chol. For you already, you're in America, it is chol. But for him, it's Shabbos. So is he allowed to do malacha in a place where it's Shabbos, on behalf of a yid, where it's chol for him. What? No. He's your poil. If he's commission based, where you're not kaveh malachdoi, so there's no problem whatsoever. We're talking about a case where had he been here, it's Shabbos for everyone. It's a regular case of mir lachem. But over here, for him, it's Shabbos. For you, it's chol, or the other way around. So there are a number of contemporary tshuvas that discuss the matter. The Chalkas Yaakov paskins that if the goy is in a place where it's Shabbos for him, but for you it's not Shabbos, he says it can't be aser. Because what's the isser of Amir Lakum? If for you it's Friday afternoon, there can't be an issur of daber dover. It's not Shabbos for you. Elamai, the problem is shlichus. That when the goy is doing it, it's like you're doing it. But for you, it's Friday afternoon. For you, it's not Shabbos yet. So since you're allowed to do it, Zok Lechelkos Yaakov, it's poshut that the goy is allowed to do it on your behalf. However, Zok Lechelkos Yaakov, you have to be careful here. Because let's say that you have a factory. And where the factory is located, it's Shabbos. So it's true, technically speaking, there's no issur Amir L'Akum. Because for you, it's not Shabbos yet. So Amir L'Akum is fine. On the other hand, we've discussed many times, there's a second issue of Maris Ayin. Even in a case where a guy is doing malacha in a way where there's no Amir L'Akum, he's doing Adaita Danafshei, he's a Kabbalah, there's no Kadiyah, wherever the Heterim are, if he's doing it publicly, people know this is your factory, they will think that that you instructed him to do it on Shabbos, there's an issue of Maris Ayin. Zok Lechelkos Yaakov, Kolshkein v'Kolshkein over here, where they are your poil, where it has all the parameters of Amir Lakum, just you happen to have jetted off to America or to Eretz Yisrael, so it's not Shabbos for you. So the Isra of Maris Ayin will certainly apply. So in a case where it's being done publicly, where people know that you're the owner, there will be an issue, a problem with Maris Ayin. However, if it's being done, the malach is being done privately, where there's no Isra of Maris Ayin, there the Chalkis Yaakov is Mekel, he says there's no problem. So this is the case where for the goy it's Shabbos, for you it's Chol. So there the Chalkas Yaakov says, since for you it's Chol, what about the other case? What about you have a factory, where the factory is Chol, but you're in a place where it's Shabbos. Now here, he said, Adrabah, here you're not allowed to do this malacha. If you're having a shliach do the malacha on your behalf, Zok de Betzel HaChachma, he says this should be aser. Because even though for the goy it's a Friday afternoon, the sun is out, it has nothing to do with Shabbos. Since the Isra of Amir L'Akim is not, the goy is not doing anything wrong. The goy is not mitzvah on Shabbos. The yid's mitzvah on Shabbos. Since the yid is in a place where it's Shabbos, the Mitzvah Chochma paskins, then it will be Amir L'Akim, it will be aser. And this comes out a tremendous chumrah. It comes out, if you have a website it's in New York. I don't know, again, where a website is, you have to figure out where the server is, the place, I don't know. But let's assume you have a business in New York. And you're makbid Friday, you close down before Shabbos. If one day or one week you jet off to Eretz Yisrael, now already, you're in Eretz Yisrael, we should go by your Shabbos. Zok de Betzel HaChochma, you would have to chiyav in such a case, wherever the owner is, he has to make sure that his workers or his poilim are not doing malachu for his Shabbos. Now, Betzel HaChochma himself points out that he doesn't know, that he doesn't never heard of anyone actually being makbid. He says what a person should do is you can do a heter mechira, even the mechiras that are not so good. He says for this it's good enough. L'maisa the Chelkas Yaakov and the Shraga Hamar both argue, and they both say that it's very not mistavra to say that you can have a situation where a goy is doing malacha on Friday, where there's an isra of Amir al-Akam. Since if the yid was here, it's true. Where the yid is, it's Shabbos, and he can't do malacha. But he's not having the malacha done there. He's having someone do the malacha in America where it's not Shabbos. Since if the yid was in America, he'd be able to do the malacha. Zok the Chelkas Yaakov. A guy doing the malacha can't be more chomer. That it can't be. There can't be something where if he was here, he could do it. But a guy here can't do it. And therefore the Chalkas Yaakov argues, and he says in such a case, it would be mutter, since l'maisa, where the goy is doing it, it's not Shabbos, he says, it would be mutter, and you do not have such a problem.
How